Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We've all done it. During a conversation, we'll throw something out there because we don't think anybody will actually take action with that.
Some of us do it more than others.
And then you'll say something like, oh, yeah, I would definitely go ahead and jump in an ice-cold lake. And then your friend goes, oh, well, there's an ice-cold lake right down the street.
I remember one time I was going to Mexico, Kelly, and the girl I was going with canceled. And so I couldn't believe it. And I said, hey, you want to, this girl at the bar, didn't even know her name. You wouldn't do that, would you? Canceled last minute. You want to just go to Mexico with me tomorrow or whenever it was?
Not thinking she would say yes?
Yeah. She said, okay.
Yeah.
And she went.
And then you have to do it.
And how was it?
It was fun. It was fun.
Now we have
Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah, that was a little bit before that. But
we may have had one of those occurrences yesterday on the show.
Uh-huh.
If you remember this Big Al Mac.
When you getting married?
In June.
Aww,
you want to do it at my bar? I want to have a wedding at my bar.
Say no. Say no.
Just you can say no if you don't want to.
Just say no and go about your day.
It's a second marriage for both of us, so no.
I'll throw in some free chicken wings. I can have karaoke there. One of my bartenders is an ordained minister, so I got that. You'd save probably $5,000.
And during wrestling would be great.
You don't have to do it during midget wrestling.
No? Okay. So Big Al Mac said, save $5,000.
Good. I mean,
free chicken wings.
You know how much it is? You know how much it is to rent like a wedding venue and get all this stuff? I mean, I haven't done it in quite a while. But
I was just reading recently. I think the average cost of a wedding is somewhere around $30,000 right now.
Oh, it's so expensive.
Holy moly.
And you heard her when she said no. Big Al Mac went all in. He said, I'll give you free chicken wings.
Oh,
my ordained,
say no to that.
My employee will marry you.
Yeah.
Free karaoke.
Sure.
He'll save you $5,000.
Yeah, well, Al, you said that stuff out loud, and guess what?
What?
People were listening.
People be listening.
And we actually got a letter.
Really?
From someone.
Let me hear it.
And her name is Jennifer.
Oh, J-Lo?
No.
It better not be.
Is she on the phone? We read the letter first.
Read the letter.
You don't want to have her on the phone first?
We can meet Jennifer real quick. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're
doing
good.
Great.
Hey, Jennifer.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
I said, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We got this letter from you, and if it's okay, I want to read it real quick, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
She said, my name is Jennifer. I never believed in the whole soulmate crap.
I like her already.
Until now. I met a guy named Shannon at church when I was 14 years old. A good Irish boy, I'd imagine.
Okay.
Whoa.
He said, my parents would always say, Jennifer, you better not be going over to that Cunningham boy's house. Needless to say, I went, and I always got in trouble.
Oh. Irish boy.
Fast forward 20 years, I lost contact with Shannon, and I went through a divorce. And then a friend of mine had a birthday party at a bar in December of 2010. I had a few drinks, turned around, and my exact words were, oh, my God, Shannon Cunningham? We talked all night. I made it clear he wasn't going home with me. And he was a perfect gentleman, and we've been together ever since. Isn't that great?
Nice. How cool of a story is
that? Go,
well, there's
Shannon.
More to this letter.
Oh, there's more. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh.
But wait, there's more.
Jennifer continues. Well, Shannon proposed to me Saturday. This past Saturday?
Man.
Congratulations. Yeah.
And everyone wants to know when and where we're getting married because they don't give you a minute to breathe, Jennifer.
Right. Just happens Saturday.
And we just don't know because weddings can be so expensive. That is until Big Al offered for someone to get married at his bar.
Big Al may have to save the day.
We like to have a ton of fun. Not just fun, a ton of fun.
How much fun is a ton of fun?
Al,
2,000 pounds of it.
She is queen of karaoke. She says, I can sing. I can sing a mean version of Don't Stop Believing.
All right.
We are also known for our parties. Our friends know if the Cunningham McIntyres are having a party, it's a partay.
All right.
We want something different and fun, so it only makes sense for us to get married in Big Al's bar. If Big Al wants a couple who is up for anything, look no further.
All right.
Watch out, world. Shannon and Jeff will rock Big Al's bar with a classic heck of a good time.
All right.
Now, well, Shannon, the question is, Jennifer.
Yeah.
The question is, does Shannon know about this letter you wrote?
Shannon called me yesterday morning when I had already gotten to work. And we have been deciding for 3 days, like we couldn't decide where to get married, and we have everybody asking, and nothing felt right. And he called me, and he said, honey, I know where we can get married. We can get married at Big Al's Bar.
So it was the groom's idea.
It's like it's meant to be.
I love it.
And my youngest son was in the car with him and was super excited.
Oh,
and
he's like, I want to go to a bar.
Yeah, shots for tots.
You got to call Big Al, Mom. You got to call him.
Well,
you have two kids, right? So the youngest is how old?
He is 10, and the oldest is 16. And I can just tell you right now, they know that Mom and Shannon will throw fun parties.
Okay.
They know
right.
that.
What's your idea of a cool wedding, Jennifer?
Well, an idea of a cool wedding is just being somewhere that I want to be different. I don't want to get married where everybody got married. So fun to me is people coming in going, they're getting married here?
Yeah.
And going, what? Did it turn out, you know, crazy? I don't really have a vision.
Okay.
But fun to me is we can have a karaoke guy, a mariachi band.
Shut
we
up.
Can have a bar.
We can do a conga line.
Conga line, yeah.
Yeah.
You seem so low maintenance, which is great if you're going to have it at Al's Bar. You're kind of just cool with whatever direction we wanted to take it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We're up for anything. Like I said, there is nothing in this world that is off limits for us.
Okay.
We're that weird couple that, you know, chicken wings, heck yeah, bring that on. I don't even want, like, a wedding cake. Like, cupcakes are good.
Right.
Okay, we can do cupcakes.
Jennifer,
cool.
Have you ever been to my bar before?
I have not been to your bar, but I have always wanted to go to your bar.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I do like Tuesday night turtle racing.
Okay.
I've been told about that.
Jennifer, how many? I guess the most important question is how many people would you have to invite to this wedding?
Well, let me just say that we don't have a huge guest list.
Okay.
I would say 100, 150.
Oh, that's perfect. that's fine. And it's fine if you had nobody, Jennifer, because Big Al Mac will sell tickets to your wedding. And,
no, I won't. No, I won't.
Hey,
no.
That's sounds even better. You know who you're going to meet. I mean, like, everybody tells me, you go to a store, and I walk out with 10 people that I know. Like, you know, I just met them in a store.
You're my kind of person.
Well, how long do you think you need to, you know, get
plan
people in by
the
plan?
When do you want to do this? Yeah, what date are you looking at? You have a couple of dates in mind?
Well, everybody's asked that, too. We're open. I mean, this is the funny part, is Shannon said, when do you want to get married? And I was like, well, I love October, but we can't get married in October because it's football season.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a good wife right there. To be.
And well, that's even me. I'm like, I have fantasy football. I can't do that.
I love you.
So we're really open. We're like, we don't really know. We can't even decide on when and where, because we don't know what we want to do until yesterday, and it just felt right.
Well, we've got the where. Like,
yeah, we got the where.
Anytime in, like, spring or summer is fine with me. I mean, June is the most popular wedding month of the year, but you want to say sometime in mid-May?
Yeah, we'll do mid-May.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's so soon.
That's fine, though. Now, we knew that Jennifer and Shannon were the right people to get married at Big Al's Bar. Based on Shannon's voicemail.
Oh, she had voicemail too? The groom called yesterday and left a voicemail?
No, we called Shannon to get in touch with him, and his voicemail is pretty hilarious.
Oh, okay.
I keep calling Shannon a she. I got to quit that.
Hey, I'm having one last beer, and I'll call you right back.
Have one last beer?
What's up, Shannon? This is Big Al and the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That was recorded, Al.
Oh, my gosh,
I'm calling it right now. Okay.
Al, we called it yesterday. That's his recording.
We should have let him go.
Hey, Jennifer, are you sure you want Al running the show?
Yeah, I've never planned a wedding, but I can.
Al is like so much fun that Shannon and I would be like, heck, let's do it. Come on, let's do it.
Well, you know, Jennifer, if you need any members in your wedding party, you know, we've got a few people here that, you know, look pretty good in a suit. And
we have two girls and two dudes.
I know. So, like, Jenna and Kelly could be my bridesmaids.
Yay! Yeah. Now that you ask.
Yay! I'm like, I don't really know who I want to be my bridesmaid. So I think Jenna and Kelly are the perfect people.
There you go.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a someone to officiate your wedding already picked out?
Well, no. I'm telling you, All I have is a ring, and then I've—that's all I have. I have him and a ring,
and you're happy, and I love you for that. And you know, I've never been a bridesmaid in a wedding.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I haven't been a bridesmaid yet. No, I'm kind of like happy about that. I will at some point, but I would love
your first dress.
Yeah, for a stranger, I would love that. That's awesome.
Well, okay, and I guess I can get ordained online. I do have a bartender that's already ordained.
Well, what if Shannon asks us to be a groomsman?
But I think I want to do the wedding.
Well, ask Jennifer how she feels about that.
I think I want to perform the ceremony.
I think that sounds awesome, but I think Shannon might want Big Al and JC. You know, that might be something that he wants. Maybe we should ask him.
Whatever y'all want.
I want to be a groomsman. Epiphany.
That was psycho,
Shannon.
Shannon, you could marry them, didn't you?
No.
What?
Uh-oh, Kelly.
Get Coolio to marry them.
Wow!
My son would love that.
You're friends?
I am.
He can get ordained?
Hold on. Okay, keep talking.
Hold on, what?
Keep talking. I'm just going to check his schedule right quick. Just keep talking. Keep
there's got to be somebody like that.
Keep talking.
Coolio or...
That would be cool.
It'd be Coolio.
What about backdoor team?
Oh, no. Don't
eat.
What if they got married in the middle of a small people wrestling match?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
No, we're not trying to make a joke out of it.
I'm not. That's different.
They're getting
cool.
They're getting married at your bar, Alex.
And Hulk Hogan officiated.
Oh, hold on.
Nothing's going to beat Coolio.
Jennifer, Al's checking Coolio's schedule.
I am.
He has Coolio's schedule, but not his own.
Al, we can do this off the air.
Yeah, I can.
We're in the talking stages right now.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited about
dreaming
this.
Dreaming big.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. And I'm going to tell you, Big Al, you have to sing karaoke with me.
Oh, I will.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a given.
And I love your toothbrush song. It's my favorite.
Your little toothbrush song
that I did online. That was the Blake Shelton parody.
Gotcha. Whatever you want. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll write a song for you for your first dance, and we'll all sing it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We got that. That's good.
Let's see. Coolio.
So there you go. Jennifer's getting married at Big Al Max Bar sometime in May.
Ish. Yeah, we're going to check with Coolio and see what's up. But yeah, put me down. Put us down. We are in, girl.
Welcome to our family, Jennifer.
All right, we're going to plan this wedding, and it's going to be like something you've never, ever seen before.
Yeah,
trust me.
Well, I'm up for it, and I'm excited, and I couldn't ask for a better bridal party.
Congratulations. Yeah, you probably could. But we'll accept.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, we'll be in touch with you.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, there you go, Al.
All right.
We're going to be groomsmen, maybe.
No, yeah. Something to look forward to.
I know. I love it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Would you like to play in the Super Bowl for today?
Heck yeah.
I bet
you
would.
I could play. This is one of those that I'm like, gosh, I hate that I work here because I want to play this.
We're looking for call number 11 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How do we win these shoes, Jenna Owens?
This is so cool. You know, there's a big game this weekend, but more exciting than the big game would be winning a pair of designer shoes, right? I mean, think about a pair of Gucci, Jimmy Choo, Manolo Blahnik, Saint Laurent, Christian Louboutin, shoes that none of us can really ever afford.
Right,
every day this week we're doing this, giving away the hottest designer shoes valued up to $1,000, and this is how it's going to work. We're going to have these shoes on a silver platter, two pair of shoes.
Two pair?
JC and Big Al are going to describe a pair of expensive shoes and a pair of less expensive shoes.
Yeah.
Both nice shoes.
Either way, you're not losing.
No.
You're really not, but the designer's name has been blocked out on, you know, the sole and the bottom, so no one's going to know which pair of shoes is more expensive. Kelly and I try and kind of guess, but even we don't know. And when you're on the phone with us, you have to choose based on JC and Al's description of the pair they're holding. You got to choose if you want shoe A or shoe B.
Okay.
And after you choose the pair you want, we will reveal which shoe you won and its value. And these shoes are from Nordstrom.
After doing this 2 days, I feel like a shoe expert, Al.
Really?
Yeah.
And those guys that sell shoes, because typically in the women's shoe department, at least at Nordstrom that I go to, there's a lot of men that work over there. These guys know their women's shoes.
Oh, big time.
You know, and I really kind of envy them. They can look at this pair of shoes. Kid Craddock used to be able to do this. He'd see a woman walk in a room, and he'd say, are those
Manolo
Blahnik or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, who are you? But I don't have that skill.
I feel like my wife interacts so much better with the shoe salesman at Nordstrom than I would.
Her.
It's like they have this lingo going on, and I'm like, awkward third wheeling it with them.
All we know is your calves.
They play zone defense. You know, let's relate this to big game. Shoe salesmen play zone defense for sure, because they're in the, there's the uber designer section and then the middle and then the more affordable. And it's like, I feel like if you move into another zone, you have to work with another salesperson.
Right.
And that guy knows you. I mean, he may have just met you, but you go back to you ask him for one pair of shoes. He's going to come back with like eight boxes.
And the best part is you sit there, and whichever ones you want, you can just pay as you're sitting there. You don't even have to go up and stand in line.
Oh, really?
At Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow,
they come
I didn't
to
know that.
You. Which ones do you want? Swipe your card, and then you leave. Yeah, it's
the
very
best customer
very
service
cool.
ever.
Very nice. All right, let's do this.
By the way, if you don't get in to play in our Super Bowl today, you can go to KidTV.com and check out the shoes while we describe them.
Yeah.
I know just by looking at these.
So you could.
That's how
well, oh, you do?
I do, but I love both pair, but I know just by looking which one's which.
I haven't been shoe shopping lately, so I'm at a loss.
Let's meet our player for today.
Bring in
Tara Villanueva. How you doing today?
Hi. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good.
Are you a big shoe fan?
I am a shoe fan, yes.
Okay, well,
tell us about your shoe collection. You know, how many pairs do you have?
I would say close to 40 heels.
Okay.
What's
heels.
The most,
heels.
What's the most expensive pair you have?
I would say like 200.
Okay. That's a nice pair of shoes.
Let's try to...
My husband shouldn't know that.
Don't tell That's okay. Him. Well, we're definitely going to hook you up with something equally as nice or way, way nicer.
Hopefully
so
way, way nicer.
Exciting.
Let's bring in the shoes in the platter, please.
Bring in the shoes.
All right, here they come. Oh,
ooh,
nice.
Blue.
I love both of these.
It's a strappy day today, Al.
Yeah, strappy day.
Okay, I'll take
You're going to take that one? Okay, I will choose A again. All right. JC, I went first yesterday. Why don't you go first?
I already know which ones I want.
Tara, this is shoe B, okay? I would say it's a platform wedge.
No, not a wedge.
It's a platform.
It's a platform stiletto.
It's a platform stiletto.
Yeah.
I would call it a blue snake because it's got like a snake pattern going on.
Uh-huh.
It's like
is that crocodile or snake, JC?
Crocodile-ish. Snake-ish.
It's a crocodile snake.
You know, it's reptilian.
I know we're not supposed to help. But...
I know, but I suck at this. And it's strappy. And it's open toe. It's a T-strap.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And you'd probably wear this out on a hot date. I would wear it with a tight dress.
Would you now?
Okay.
You know, personally, I would wear it with a tight dress.
Why don't you go ahead and try that on,
Jason? I would say the shoe is about...
That's about a 6.
That's a 6-inch heel. And your platform would be about an inch. So you're going to get some height out of these bad boys.
Okay.
Are you a short person?
I am a very short person.
These are perfect for you, I would say.
You're used to this kind of heel, then.
I adore them.
And the blue is like... It's dark blue.
It's royal.
Yeah, it's like the royal blue.
Royal blue.
Oof.
Yeah. What color are your eyes?
I have brown eyes.
Brown goes perfect with brown eyes.
All right. Well, let me describe this one for you, okay? This one is also, it's kind of a combo. It's strappy on the side, but the part that goes around your foot is kind of like shoelaces or something. It's kind of
elastic
string.
It's like the hair tie stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
JC, good description. It's like ponytail holders.
Oh, like okay, yeah. And it's kind of the print emulates a boa constrictor, but it's a baby blue, and it has a zipper in the back on the Achilles, and probably a 4 or 5 inch heel on this one as well. I would use this. This is strictly, to me, a going out shoe. This is going out to dinner, and then you got something planned after dinner shoe.
Maybe a little dancing.
All right. Yeah. You want this one for after 5, maybe even after 7:30.
Now, Tara, it's been brought to our attention that Big Al Mac and I are not extremely awesome at describing women's shoes.
We're not, and I feel bad. So what I did last night, I asked my girlfriend. They sent us a picture of these shoes, and I asked my girlfriend to describe both of them. So she's going to describe for you shoe A as well as shoe B. Okay, stand by.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Here you go.
Shoe A is way more unique, more festive. Probably, I'd say, even a younger-looking shoe, but still very classy. I could see you pairing it with a little black dress, very sexy. Or even just wearing it out to a club with some skinny jeans, but definitely more of a fun shoe. Shoe B is still very beautiful, classic, more conservative. You could probably wear it even to work and could transition at night to a dinner or a cocktail party, but definitely more conservative, not as sexy as shoe A. Mm. Probably more versatile.
Yeah.
But not as unique.
Okay.
Now, I will say this also. My girlfriend looked at these two shoes.
Picture one.
And just the picture. She didn't know who the designer was either, but she knew who the designer was. She had some.
Exactly.
I don't know which one it is.
Exactly what I said. I know it's a.
And I don't know which one
exactly
it is, but one of them she looked at and she knew immediately.
And
what
Tara,
it was.
I don't know if this helps my shoe cause, but I did the sniff test on the shoe here on shoe B. I would say it's genuine leather.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
This one, and I'll say this one is brand new.
Yeah.
So, brand new.
Yeah. So mine shoe A is, according to my girlfriend, sexy. And shoe B, according to my girlfriend, is...
Versatile. Well,
versatile.
JC, in your opinion, do you have the more expensive shoe?
In my opinion? Let me feel yours out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al, in your opinion, do you have the more expensive designer shoe?
I think I do.
Okay.
I think y'all are just trying to sell your shoes.
Well, you're right, I am.
I agree, and I wish I could help you more.
There's a little competition going on here.
I don't know. I just know which one I like better.
And mine.
Well, what do the girls like?
You can't ask that question.
I like mine better.
I can't.
No, because Jenna knows. She's
Jenna
a shoe expert over
so
here.
So that would probably...
Well, that's why I want to know.
I know. Well, I mean, the thing is, I know, but I know, and it's also the one I like more, you know? So, and it's not just because I know, because I love the other... But you're not going to go wrong. The other pair is beautiful as well, so it's not the end of the world, but it's just one's more classic.
I mean, I'm turned on by the shoe I'm holding.
Yeah.
Really?
There you go.
Uh-huh. And I'm turned on by the leg that would be in this shoe that I'm holding. This one is.
What's it going to be? Is it going to be A, or is it going to be B?
I would go with the one I could wear with more.
I'm going to go with A. I'm
going to
go with A.
Okay.
Jenna's disappointed by that choice.
My salesmanship is obviously not very good. She went with Big Al Mac.
Okay, let me see. What'd she tell me?
What else?
Go ahead. I want to see what my girlfriend said as far as which one was which.
Okay, Nick, tell Tara what she has won, please.
Let's start with the one that she did not
win. Oh, yeah, I always do that to you. I'm
Jenna,
sorry.
Okay. Jenna's physically ill right now over your choice.
Really?
Just if that gives you an idea of which one you chose.
Okay.
Oh, she did not get
JC
shoe, which is an $875 pair of St. Laurent's.
What, how much?
Yeah. $875.
Yeah. Oh.
This is St. Laurent right here?
Laurent.
St. Laurent? Yeah.
But you don't be upset. You still got a beautiful shoe.
Yeah, they're both great.
It's my fault, Sarah.
Honestly, in my opinion, I mean, Jenna knows the shoe. I didn't know the designer. To me, which one? I like Al's shoe.
Okay.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful
shoe.
That's
I would have chosen based on sight.
The thing about JC's is it's the traditional T-strap platform, and that's like the classic one in every color every year.
I just didn't do my jorb,
okay,
you know?
Nick? Describe, tell her what she won with shoe A.
Shoe A is a Kendall and Kylie Madden girl strappy stiletto heel sandal with an open toe design and a zipper at the back of the heel counter.
Yeah.
So Kendall and Kylie Jenner wear these shoes?
They're sexy.
They're celebrity shoes.
Okay.
Value that.
This is their line.
Valued at $80.
At $80.
Awesome. They're beautiful.
All right.
You know what?
That's good. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm happy that I get to even be a part of it.
Oh, you're so excited.
You know what, Tara? I will tell you, I would wear both shoes. I love both. I just wanted you to go in the, you know.
The designer.
In the dream level of shoe. But they're both really great looking shoes.
My girlfriend.
Thank you, guys.
Do I get any of these?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yates. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you honestly.
I feel responsible.
You didn't go wrong here.
The Kendall and Kylie shoe to me is
that's a beautiful shoe.
Yeah.
But I get that's the designer one. I get that.
This St. Laurent looks like it'll dig into your feet a little bit.
They're
that one looks comfortable. The one she picked looks comfortable.
I don't think I could walk around in that Yves Saint Laurent one for more than a minute. Hmm.
All right.
But it's Yves Saint Laurent.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Learning. The Super Bowl continues.
I feel like a pain, like my team just lost the big game.
I did. The underdog one.
Hey, just, yeah.
The underdog one.
Because it's not
you know what I should have been? I should have been like, okay, JC's holding the Patriots and Al's holding the Seahawks.
More Kid Craddock Morning Show is heading your way. I know I was meant to soar with an open door.
This is our Kids Kids song from this past year, featuring Tim Halperin, who was on American Idol, and Kid Craddock's daughter, Caroline Craddock.
Nice.
Kids Kids is an organization that Kid Craddock started, where we take terminally and chronically ill children to Disney World with their families. Everything's paid for. And we have a little update from one of the kids that went on the trip this year.
We do. It's so nice to hear when kids are doing well, especially when they were, you know, near death at some point. You know, not to put it in any other way than what's true. And we got a message from Penny Yerkash's mom. And Penny was on this year's trip, if you guys remember, because she was supposed to be on the trip in 2013.
Yeah, right. I accidentally told her whole school they were all going, but it was just Penny.
Yeah, but she got too sick because, you know, they have to be, it's an odd thing because you have to be sick enough to be able to go on the trip, but healthy enough to be able to go on the trip. Do you know what I mean? And she got too sick right before the trip and had to wait. And then she got to go on last year's trip in November, which was wonderful.
Good.
And her older brother, Joel's so great too. But this is what's going on with Penny. We just want to send a congratulations to her because she is getting ready to do her last spinal tap with chemo tomorrow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, huge deal.
Last spinal tap is a huge milestone for her. This has been going on for a very long time. She has a little bit of chemo left after that, only 3 months of treatment left. And then, God willing, you know, her family's planning this celebration in April. They want to do something big for Penny because that would mean she's, you know, on the full road to recovery and in the clear. So, you know, prayers for Penny right now and a congratulations. You know, they just want to celebrate her life. And Tony, Leslie, Joel, and, of course, Penny, congratulations, you guys. It was wonderful to have you on the trip.
So happy for them.
Great. So we'll give you some updates on Penny because her mom's planning this party after her final treatment to make it extra special. They're working on a teacher's budget. That's what her mom does for
mom
a
and
living.
Dad.
And yeah, mom and dad teachers. So, and it's so cool when they write because they want to have a party, but the party's still giving back. You know, they want to do a toy drive for the hospital as part of the party, and very wonderful.
Great.
If you're a new listener to our show and you're not sure what Kids Kids is about, you can go to kidskids.com.
It's KIDDSKIDS.com.
And get to know the trips, the kids that have gone on the trips. And
it's a trip of a lifetime.
It really is.
For almost a week, you know. And I mean, we do the show from Disney World a couple of days, the Friday that we're there, and then the Monday before we come back.
Man, it's coming up.
It's coming up. Right around the corner.
We know you say that, and then it'll be
so
here.
It's so funny. It's like every November, it's like, we just feel like we just left Disney World.
Yeah.
We're back again.
So we say that kind of joking, but we blink, and the trip is here.
Man, and we do keep in touch with a lot of the families after the trip.
Oh, my gosh. We've been going around. Last week, I just saw a kid's kid who was on the 99 trip. Last week when we were there.
Last week.
99. God.
He was a grown man.
I've been on this trip since 94.
He was a grown man.
And so to see these little kids who I haven't seen since they were kids come up as adults, I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
And this kid had to make a huge decision because with quality of life. Like he was going through life and he said, the doctors were saying, for you to really get better, we're going to have to amputate your legs. The mom was like, I can't make that decision. And so
he had to make that decision.
When he became old enough, he made the decision himself. He said, okay, go ahead, let's amputate the legs. And now he's doing great.
He said he hasn't been to the hospital since because he hasn't had any infections or anything like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tough decision.
KidsKids.com. Check it out.
All right.
And let's get to it, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I just got out of a 4-year relationship with a guy who I thought was the love of my life.
Uh-oh.
I was a disaster when he broke it off. The good news is I just met a really great guy through a mutual friend. We hit it off, had a great first date. The problem is the new guy has the exact same name as the last guy.
That's perfect.
Whenever the new guy texts or calls me, I see that name and it just, you know, it's like when you get a text and you're like, oh, she said it just brings back painful memories. I don't know if I can keep this relationship going if I'm constantly reminded of the love I lost.
Girls will sabotage anything.
Ain't nothing wrong, but they're going to make
something wrong. Okay, end the letter. Okay. Give him a cute nickname and put the nickname in the phone as his name so you don't have to look at his name anymore.
Or his last name.
Or you know? Blow it.
It's a name.
Get over it. I love that because that way you won't slip up.
That's true.
Even if you do call him the ex's name, that's his name. Perfect.
I would prefer that every guy I date have the same name, that you know, marry the same name, because there's no problem.
Or just call
it
my
has
baby.
Been years. How long have I been divorced?
8 years, 9 years.
Eight. Yeah. Well, Groundhog's Day is my divorce anniversary.
Coming up on 9.
Fun? That's how I can always remember it. I still, not even 6 months ago, slipped up and called somebody his name. Because it's just, because I talk to him still because of him and Kelly all the time. It'd be so much easier if everybody had the same name. Mm-hmm. Girls get hung up on the most ridiculous stuff. Mm-hmm. You've got a great guy who happens to be cursed with a name.
Yeah.
Put a nickname in the phone and get on about the business of being happy. Quit looking for problems where there are none.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to let you finish that letter. I'm so put out with girls.
Kelly's put out with girls.
All right, I'm just going to ball this up. And
dang
throw
it, girls.
In the trash.
Unless there's something else other than that his name's bothering her.
No, she just wanted to know exactly what you said, how I can forget the past
give him
and
a
focus
nickname.
On the future.
Give him a nickname.
The name.
Put it in the phone.
Yeah.
If that looking at it is what hurts you, mm-hmm. My goodness gracious.
People.
Girls.
Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Jenna literally threw that across the room.
I threw the paper.
And you missed.
Boo Bear.
You hit me. All right. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I want to ask someone at my job out on a Valentine's Day date.
Oh, gosh.
But I have zero evidence that she will say yes. In all honesty, we've had little more than one or two very casual conversations in the break room a few months ago. That's it. I see her every day. Occasionally, we say hi, but nothing more. She's so beautiful. She makes me weak in my knees. But what if she says no? Then I'm forced to see her every day at work. What if word gets around that she rejected me and I become the butt of the inner office joke? Should I make it some movie production-esque proposal that she can't refuse unless she's heartless? Or is the risk too much to handle?
Okay, you're putting... what's his name?
Trevor.
Trevor, you're putting too much pressure on the situation.
Trevor.
Why don't you... what's today? Wednesday? Mm-hmm. January 28th. Why don't you try asking her lunch today?
There you go.
Why would you put all the pressure of making your first lunch with her a Valentine's Day lunch and set yourself up for potentially colossal disappointment? You just go up to her and lunch. There's casual people, two or three people in the break room, and say, gosh, there's this new Thai restaurant I've been wanting to try. Anybody want to go with me and try it today?
Yeah.
Make it super, super casual. She's part of that group.
There you go.
Don't go big the first time out.
No.
My gosh, what are you thinking?
Group setting, sit next to her and get to know her a little bit, talk to her mostly while everybody's sitting there.
Yeah, first date of Valentine's lunch.
I'm going to go across the board. Across the board, don't use Valentine's Day as a first date. Never, never use Valentine's
Day. So much pressure.
Super duper casual. You do it two or three people. So if she says, no, I'm not interested, you still have two or three other people to go with. You've saved face.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know she's not interested.
And
because if she's interested,
she'll go.
She can't say yes to going to lunch fast
exactly.
enough.
And you get some intel. You get to find out if she has a
Kelly,
boyfriend.
In 20 years, that may be the best love advice I think you've ever given.
That is
thank
excellent.
You.
I didn't even think about the group thing.
That's top
for lunch.
10. That's top 10 right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Kelly's on fire today.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How big of a fight should a baby name be?
Oh, huge.
My husband / baby daddy and I have been fighting for the past month and a half over our future son's name.
Mm.
He's due in May, and my husband and I are both set on family names. Neither of us is willing to bend on the issue, and it's gotten ugly. There's no compromise with you getting the first name and I get the middle name or vice versa. I'm truly at a loss on how to end this feud. At the rate it's going, my marriage will end before the fight does. Can you offer any advice? I've mentioned going with neither name, and that didn't go over well either. So apparently that's not an option. Please help me, Kelly. That's from Stacy.
I can only tell you based on my experience. I mean, I don't know what you had two babies, JC.
Yeah.
And our unspoken agreement was if it was a boy, I was going to let him. We knew Kelly was a family name, and Kelly had to be the middle name in there, no matter what, because that gets passed
down. That's the same thing.
But if it's a boy, you get to pick the name, and if it's a girl, I get to pick the name. And that was the rule we had. Now,
gotten past that,
hopefully,
though.
There is another baby in your future. But I would just say, with the, there's no winner here if you do this with a bad attitude.
Yeah.
But I would let your husband, this is just my opinion, because this is what worked for us, you know, but it worked out that I had a girl, and so I don't have any hurt feelings over it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, I would just defer to letting the man's family name get passed down. That's just me being stereotypical women deferring, but, you can hopefully have another child, or maybe there is a way to combine the two names and call him by a nickname.
Yeah.
Like there's no compromise.
Or why don't you use it as a first and middle name?
No compromise.
If I knew the names, I would tell, I would give you a cute little idea, but you're not telling me is the name.
You gotta let
is it
win.
Like Benedict or something like that? I would have an issue if my husband's family name that he wanted to call my child was Benedict, except you just call him Ben. That's cute, right? Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the names are. That kind of makes it way more difficult.
All I wanted with my son was for him to have the middle name Ricardo.
Yeah.
Because that was my uncle's name. And that's the closest father figure I had.
Didn't fight you on it?
She didn't fight me with it. And then we came together and we thought of the name. Mm-hmm. And last second we changed it to Kaysen.
After a San Diego Charger player.
I had the game-worn jersey, and I just thought it was next to my personalized jersey, and I thought the name looked cool.
It's not worth losing a marriage over, but it is something the kids stuck with for life.
Yeah.
That's
so they're both family names, but nobody's going to compromise. You got to be the bigger person, I guess. If he's just dead set on it, that's easy for me to say. But
friends pool. Why don't they get a bunch of friends together, have a baby party, and everybody vote on your favorite name. You get both names, everybody votes. And then that way...
Take it out of your hands.
Don't tell them which ones you guys picked. Just say, these are the two names. Which one do you like better?
That's a great idea, JC. Thank you for thinking of that. So have a baby naming. Say, this is causing such a conflict. Turn it into kind of a lighthearted thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a fight. Our marriage is going to be destroyed. Save our marriage. Pick our baby name. That's a wonderful idea.
And then maybe you'll have another boy after this, and then you can name him that name, and you tell him that.
I hate saying I defer to the man on this, because I know a lot of women are going to be mad at me for saying that. I know they are. But I just, you know, that was the deal that I made in my marriage, I'm divorced. So there you go. Take it with a grain of salt.
It worked.
Do as she says, not as she does.
Well, I mean, I can only tell you what we did.
What do you got?
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab for you there. We might read it on next week's show.
There you go.
Turn love letters.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I love drunk people.
Me too.
In fact, Al, you had drunk news.
We did drunk news for a long time. We did another bit called Drunk Karaoke.
You may want to feature this lady.
What is it?
In one of your drunk bits next time, Al.
Okay, what you got?
A woman from Georgia was completely hammered at a monster truck rally, because what else would you be doing when you go to one of those?
Drinking.
And a reporter was lucky enough to stumble upon this lady.
All right.
And we got this interview gold right here.
Why is monster truck racing such a good time?
Because it's bad. Honey, I have a man who has 5 kids. Together.
You have 5 kids?
Well, I don't. Oh. But me and man together do. And he has a dad truck. And his dad truck is a monster truck at home.
Well, your guy's monster truck at home?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Raven County, Georgia. We monster truck it up.
And got you? He showed you his monster truck?
Oh, no. I got him. I said, I'll do you right here in front of everybody.
How did you hook up your man the first time?
Well, funny story. We dated cousins back in Raven County, Georgia.
You dated each other's cousins?
Yes, we dated each other's cousins. I thought it was a cutie pie. Obviously, we were in delusional, you know, everyone has their moment.
In love.
No, we were in love then.
Oh.
We didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Then we got like, and
this guy.
I'm on TV right now. I'm telling him our whole story. We banged each other, but not each other. We banged each other's others.
So you hit the radio.
What?
Oh, yes.
They don't know who we are.
How did you finally know you love this man?
Because he's just like me. He accepts what I do, and I love his butt. And
we watch CMT. We do everything.
We have a baby.
And
we have
all the Montana log homes on the east
this
side.
This is not your interview. It's mine.
Oh, they are fun.
This is not your interview. This is mine.
They are fun. We should invite them to the big wedding at the bar.
My God.
That's a keeper right there.
Speaking of troopers, I want everybody to know that was in Georgia. That did not happen at my bar. I don't want anybody coming rolling up in there saying,
that was
in
a monster truck rally.
Nobody can get that drunk at your bar, Al.
I'm just saying. I've had some. The man told me, he said, no more drunk news at your bar. I said, don't worry about me, officer.
Sometimes I just get that drunk.
I don't know.
Because if I'm, you know, back in college, or if I've ever had that much to drink, that I would be that incoherent, I'm sick or asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Well,
I just go from either, like, I'm having fun and not that drunk to, like, I feel terrible.
What's more scary is that's the father of 5 children.
Dude,
you know,
when you're in a bar as much as I am, you see all phases of drunk. You see, like, standing up drunk, just swaying, rocking back and forth. And then I have to, you know, like a guy came in the other day and he was drunk. And
came in that way.
Right.
And, well, I only saw him drink one drink, so apparently he had had something to drink. Anyway, I said, dude, I'm taking your drink from you. And he got mad at me.
Yeah.
I said, I know you. You've been in my bar for years. I said, you will thank me for this tomorrow. He goes, no, I won't. You know, he started mumbling kind of like this. And so I'm like, I'm taking your drink either way. I don't care. But, and I know he lives close, so at the most, he was walking.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I see people just do
that
some of the stupidest
Big Al's
things.
Pointless okay. story.
They
of
spit
the day.
On the floor. I mean, I don't understand.
So, anyway. Because our lighthearted mom.
Drunk in a bar to dad's at Disney World.
You can drink at Disney World.
You can. You guys know I love Instagram. It's my favorite social media outlet. I just happened to catch something great on Instagram this week at night, perusing, you know, comments in my creepy animal accounts I follow, and I get a tag from one of our listeners, and we get tagged and stuff all the time, so you kind of have to be on there to catch it, and I'm so glad I did.
Uh-huh.
I gotta give credit where credit is due mm-hmm. to Angela Amick. She's Mommy Angela on Instagram and follows me, tags me in pug stuff. She tags me and she goes, Jenna, this is JC, on a photo. And you can only see it kind of small in your timeline, so I mm-hmm. click on the account and go to it. This photo...
What is this?
...is posted by the account... Dilfs of Disney World. Now, you know, this isn't very appropriate, so, you know, you're probably maybe familiar with the word MILF. That was coined in American Pie.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mom that I'd like to fool around with.
Yeah.
Make out with hard.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, fool around with, be friendly with, right? So DILF is just the spinoff of MILF. It's mm-hmm. a dad I'd like to fool around with. So this account has over 9,000 followers, and in it is a photo of JC that he had posted with a kid's kid.
It's not even my kid.
It's not even his child. And the account says, I mean, the comment for Dilfs of Disney World with JC and the kid's kid says, you gonna plow us out or nah?
No!
What? We're trapped. And a bunch of snow emojis. Oh. Hashtag snowstorm, hashtag blizzard, hashtag NYC. And so I got this comment. I immediately, of course, I... First thing I have to do.
Jenna thinks this was the most hilarious thing ever.
First thing I have to do is post it to my own Instagram. Then I text JC.
Yeah,
I had to post it. It was just so funny to be scrolling through and then see this bizarre Instagram account.
That's all right, JC.
By the way,
what?
He did look a lot like you.
He does.
The little kid.
We could be.
So the account, what's funny, it says, creating magic by bringing you the hottest dads from the happiest place on earth. If you spot a DILF, tag us and send a DILF of Disney World at AOL.com. So who knows how they found
AOL.
This? Yeah, right?
So first of all, I just found this picture just randomly.
The account is Hot Dads. Dads with man buns carrying their babies. Hot Dads at Disney with their kids.
I can start an account, Hot Dads at Toddler Birthday Parties after going
you
to your
should.
House.
Yeah.
See, the problem with that
hot
is...
Hot unavailable men.
Kinsey went on that because obviously Jenna told her about it too. And so you have all these dads that are posted on there. Mm-hmm. Like, they're hot dilfs and this and that. And you have all these ladies going, oh, yeah, look at that guy. That guy's so hot. And then mine turned into the comedic one. Because you go to the picture that they posted of mine, everybody's going, LMFAO. Oh, my God, this is hilarious. This guy's funny.
Did you compare yourself to the other dilfs of Disney
sure
World?
Sure did.
He can't stop saying bro.
He subscribed.
I mean, that's not the best picture they could have.
That's still got to be a little pump for the ego, though, man. I'm listed on this randomly. This is not a lady that knew you were JC from Dish Nation or Kid Credit.
They're from New York.
This lady just saw your picture and said, whoa, I like this
I
guy.
Love our listeners now because I haven't been back since I saw this a couple
now what?
Ago.
What are
they're
they
just
saying?
Posting like, I know this DILF. What up, JC?
it did
this
give
is
going
to be a huge stroke to his ego, Jenna and Kinsey. No pun intended.
Even Kinsey went on there and put I don't remember what Kinsey wrote, but she went on there and wrote something. I was like, did you read what they wrote about me? And she goes, no. And she went back and she goes, what? They can't say that about you.
She doesn't want people thinking you're hot?
No, about the whole the plow thing.
Whatever. I would be so proud, you know, if my baby daddy was posting on all these accounts. I would be like, hell yeah, that's my baby daddy.
That's my man. Right?
Yes.
It definitely gave me a little pep in my step.
Yeah, heck yeah. Oh, wait,
our listener, Angela, that tagged me just wrote and said, oh no, all my friends think I'm the drunk woman from the monster truck rally. Different story.
Yeah, different story. But Kinsey did walk into the bathroom yesterday, and I was sitting there getting ready for bed.
You're making a dill face?
You have
a
story
sitting in the bathroom?
Right.
You tell this story every day. Like, it's hard for me to.
I'm like chilling in the bathroom, not sitting
just
down.
Like, all my stories.
You were sitting, so we immediately went there.
No, I wasn't sitting.
No, well,
chilling.
When you're chilling in the bathroom, because you have a lot of chilling in the bathroom stories in front of the mirror.
I was moisturizing.
Okay.
You should.
I should. It's good for your skin. I've been told I have to.
You should have a skin regimen at over 30.
For bed?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
You gotta keep that skin.
You have clothes on?
Yeah, I had just my shorts on.
Cool. Okay, and what happened?
Boxer briefs. And she goes, what are you? Because I was, you know.
Making her face? Were you practicing your bedroom face?
She goes, what are you doing? I was like, doing DILF stuff.
Oh, God.
That's my go-to line
I
now.
Knew it was going to, like, really go to his head. Yeah. But it was funny. It was funny. It was too funny because it's so inappropriate. It's not even his child, and it was a trip to Disney World with special needs children.
How
and
do
you're
they find
on this
that?
Pervy account.
How do they find that?
Well, like I said, you can it could be emailed, and Jason, women can find anything they want on Instagram.
Yeah.
You go from geotagging to hashtags. It's amazing what you can uncover.
I want to get a picture of Al on the kids trip with like a white kid and put him on Tilt at Disney World.
Do you know
why?
This man?
That's not uncommon anymore.
No, it's not.
Like a blonde hair, blue eyed kid.
Mixed families? It'd be a great stepdad.
Oh, it's some kind of cool adoption thing that's happening
now. Right.
Now you're adopting rich white children.
I was flipping it around on them.
You've got a new trend.
I'm fine with nobody put me on DILF.com.
Adopt me, Al.
I will. Nobody put me on DILF.com.
No, Al's on the. This guy hasn't paid child support. Instagram account. Have you seen that one?
Have you seen this man?
Dose of child
have
support.
You seen this man's behind.
So thank you for finding that, Jenna.
No, thank you for our listeners. I'm sure you would have figured it out at some point.
I will be signing pictures at the Barnes & Noble tomorrow.
Got a little headshot
for
going.
For what book?
My selfie book.
Oh my God.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.